our mini set, and that's a three-song set or spoken word set, depending on who's here. And tonight we have John Waterman, who's a wonderful musician. He's featured at our open mics a number of times. He's a very accomplished musician, a wonderful songwriter, and he plays guitar. And then more recently, I've heard him on clarinet, and I see that he has both instruments with him. I think he also has some recordings with him tonight. And he has a feature coming up. It's in the summer, right, John? Do you have the date? Otherwise, I'll look it up. Or John? It's in August. Okay. Well, it's enough to know that he'll be back here in August for a full feature. But he plays out quite a bit. And he lives in, are you in Lynn or Salem now? In Salem. But plays a lot on the North Shore. I'm very pleased that he's here tonight. I know you'll enjoy him. Please welcome John Waterman.
So, you got me? I had no voice for the past week and a half, so I'm not sure what's going to happen here. Ellen, thank you for giving me this mini set. I'm excited about it. We'll see. I'm John Waterman, and play a few songs, a little sample of some of the stuff I do, kind of all over the place. Till when I was a little bitty baby, my mama would rock me in the cradle in them old cotton fields back home. You know that it was on down in Louisiana, just about a mile from Texarkana, in them old cotton fields back home. Now when them cotton balls, they start rotting, you can't pick very much cotton. No, not in them old, not in them cotton fields back home. I tell you, it was on down in Louisiana, just about a mile from Texarkana, in them old, old cotton fields back home. But you know, it was on down in Arkansas, people said, what did we all come here for? In those old, in them cotton fields back home. Oh, well, I tell you, it might sound just a wee bit funny, but, buddy, you can't make very much money. No, not in them old, old cotton fields back home. Yeah, when them cotton balls, they start a-rotting, Lord, you can't pick very much cotton. No, not in them old, no, not in them, them cotton fields back home. Well, I tell you, it was on down in Louisiana, just about a mile from Texarkana, in them old cotton fields back home. Yeah, no more cotton fields back home. Thank you. Let me do one of my own. Sure, I did. Got me, Ira. You're so damn tired, and you can't rest. Then you're wound up, pent up, and stressed. But tomorrow you won't feel so uptight, and you'll thank me in the morning for the sleep you'll get tonight. Yeah, it's hard to leave the day behind with frustration weighing heavy on your mind. Oh, but tomorrow everything's gonna seem alright. Yes, and you'll thank me in the morning for the sleep you'll get tonight. Underneath the covers, you can find a sense of and in the arms of a lover, from your tension, find release. So come on to bed and turn out the lights. Yeah, you're gonna thank me in the morning for the sleep you'll get tonight. Yes, you will. Yes, underneath these covers, you can find a sense of peace. And in these here arms of your lover, from all your tension, find release. So come on to bed and turn out the lights. Yeah, you're gonna thank me in the morning for the sleep you'll get tonight. Thanks. So as Ellen mentioned, yeah, I do have a few CDs there. They're a few years old now at this point, but I recorded them with the John Penny Band, John Penny, who just passed away about a week and a half ago, I believe. Local country music legend. He produced it in part. And they're $10 each. It's a real nice little project with some good stuff on it. So this song's about a Tin Pan Alley songwriter. There's another one of mine. It's a guy named Huey Cannon. Huey Cannon lived in the 1890s and came from the Detroit area. He ended up drinking himself to death at the age of 35. He's most remembered now for being the guy that wrote Bill Bailey, Won't You Please Come Home. He also wrote a sequel to Bill Bailey called The Death of Bill Bailey.
And this is mine. This is called Huey Cannon's Blues. And it's about Huey Cannon. Now do you hear that old piano rolling on a ragtime melody from the bars where Huey Cannon used to play? To the rhythm of the shots of gin and whiskey going down, a good time and song that still gets sung today. But the rounders and the railroad men, the gamblers and the whores, told their stories from the darker side of life. And a kid at the piano heard a drunkard at the bar describe how he'd been tossed out by his wife. Now up on Tin Pan Alley, Huey Cannon's got a song, and Mrs. Bailey's moaning all night long. She handed her philandering man a pair of walking shoes. Now many a minstrel knows the tune of Huey Cannon's blues, and it's 60 miles from Detroit to Toledo. You can go that distance any way you choose, and there's a lot of men who fallen going sideways down that road. And many a minstrel knows the tune of Huey Cannon's blues. But from Jackson to Manhattan, Huey Cannon made his name, writing music for the publishers to sell. Some songs he wrote for parlors, and some songs he wrote for shows, and some nights he spent locked in a holding cell. 'Cause Huey Cannon had been drinking hard from the time he was a kid, and as a man, his drinking drove away his wife. Oh, he drank away the songs he wrote and the money that he made. Then at 35, he drank away his life. But back on Tin Pan Alley, Huey Cannon had a song. Oh, there a bit of mourn a man who had done her wrong. Fast living had caught up with him and he had to pay his dues. Now many a minstrel knows the tune of Huey Cannon's blues. And it was 35 years from Detroit to Toledo, going by the way of pills and booze. And there's a lot of men who've fallen going sideways down that road. And many a minstrel knows the tune of Huey Cannon's blues. Yeah, many a minstrel knows the tune of Huey Cannon's blues. Won't you come home, Bill Bailey? Won't you come home? She moaned the whole night long. Yeah, I'll do the cooking, honey, and I'll pay the rent. I know I've done you wrong. Remember that rainy night, dear, I threw you out. I was nothing but a fine tooth comb. Oh, I know that I is to blame, oh yes. Ain't that a shame, Bill Bailey, won't you please come home. Thanks a lot. Thank you, Ellen.
Thank you so much, John Waterman. One more hand for him, please.